This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Before we get started, do you need wholesome meals without the planning, shopping, or prep?
Yeah.
Well, Factor's got you covered with dietitian-approved meals ready in just 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Get 50% off at factormeals.com/banter. That's factormeals.com/banter50. And that's 50% off. Thank you, Factor. Now enjoy the show!
If you'd like to come see me live, I'll be at the Improv twice on the 25th. 26th, I'll be at the Alamo Draft House, August 26th. I'll be at the Comedy Store at 10:30. 29th, I'll be at the Green Room on Ventura for Valley Poppins. Steve was mentioning me wanted to come down.
Yeah,
to
I want to go. I want to go.
You want to smoke weed and watch comedy?
Yes.
You can do whatever you want. It's a free country.
You had me at do.
The 30th, I'll be at the Motoring Club with JF Harris. On the 1st, I'll be. It's the next round of show at the Hollywood Improv. On the 5th, that's another Valley Poppins. The 6th, I'm doing Motherland and Los Feliz. I'm almost positive it's at Los Feliz. On the 7th of September, I'll be at The Crow in Santa Monica. At the 13th, at Westside Comedy Theater. I'm not joking. At 7:30, Santa Monica. 17th through the 19th, I'll be at The Stand in New York City. On the 20th of September, I'll be at The Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. On the 21st, I'm doing Surrounded at New York City at The Stand at 10 o'clock. It's Thursday, it's school night, but you gotta come out. On the 22nd, I'll be back at The Stand in New York. Then I'm back to LA on the 26th for Valley Pop. And Steve mentioned wanting to come and see that show. You want to smoke me, dude, to come out.
I'm coming!
On the 27th, I'll be at Long Beach at Quesada. On the 30th, I'll be at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. On the 3rd, that's another Valley Pop. And Steve mentioned one.
I might be coming!
On the 4th, I'm doing the setup in Santa Monica. And on the 15th, I'm doing Surrounded for the first time at the Siren Theater in Portland.
That's Oregon. So many shows.
Well...
Fucking no, and me buck a busy boy.
Boy's living it.
Ah, boy!
Stop it!
Stop it!
Stop it!
Stop it! I've just won.
Stop it!
Jack.
I'm not.
Kevin Todd.
You need to fill it with your cum.
Guys, welcome to the show, huh?
That's
what a
enough,
fun, wonderful time.
That's
okay,
enough.
Great. Sure.
That's enough.
We did
I'm
our
done
one
with the show.
Ad.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
I'm done.
This is Dynamic Banter, and today we have actor and comedian, musician.
Mark Falzone.
Mike Falzone.
Laureate. Mike Falzone.
It's great to be here. We also have Steve is here.
That's
Steve.
Right, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Kevin in the corner.
Oh,
and
wow.
Actor, writer... Miniature alcoholic, Disney princess,
tiny alcoholic,
small gentleman drinker,
small gentleman alcoholic.
I like that.
TikTok, gay-insation.
TikTok's gay-insation.
Sengation.
Does TikTok send you Sengation packages
is better.
In the mail?
Does TikTok send me packages in the mail?
Have you gotten your brass play button from TikTok?
Which one's brass?
That's when 4 billion.
What was it? I don't
four
know.
4 billion.
Billion likes.
My legs.
Shouldn't have opened my legs.
New Yorker. Twitch. Man.
Twitch.
Actor. Clown evader.
Writer. Songwriter. Singer.
Songwriter. Sing.
Gay.
Music producer. Icon. Musician. Shirt. Nicholas Hamilton.
And me. Woo! Me.
Fan of the show. Friend of the show.
I don't know if I'm a fan of the show.
Big fan of the show.
Friend of the show.
Can't get enough of the show, Nick
Never
Hamilton.
Never watched an episode of this in my life.
Listen, Nick, I want to start by asking you about music.
Why?
No, I want to start by asking you about TikTok.
Why?
No. I want to start by asking you about that shirt.
Okay.
Why and when did you decide that you wanted to look like a small vineyard batch of fruit wine?
I can take it off if you want.
I don't think it's bad. I just think it looks like the wrapping for like a peach wine.
I asked Mike what he thought about this morning.
It looks like the It looks like a carton of peach drink.
Right?
That you could get in the in the
Tropicana.
Section. Yes, a Tropicana peach drink or a pear drink, sorry.
It looks like we should shake you well to make sure it's a good episode.
There's peaches, pears, and bananas. Is that a banana?
Can we get a check on that, Kevin?
Kevin, is that a banana? Yeah. Right? Or is that a plantain?
Which one's that one?
Where he's pointing right now, that's a banana.
I think that's a kiwi.
Nick Hamilton.
Okay. That's Nick, one of those big spiders. Stop. That's one of those big spiders they talk about in Australia.
Nick's been doing this thing where he's taking out.
You don't remember those days? We went through those days.
I remember when you could just take out.
Dude, I gotta be, man, you can't do that.
Can't take out.
You can't
now.
Take out.
You can't.
But, dude, we've been around people who have taken out in like insane
We
places.
Grew up around people who took out.
Who took out?
What do you mean?
Well, it was a different time, Nicholas. You were just a baby. It.
Men would just take out.
You weren't born probably when I was taken out.
You weren't even around.
While we were taken out.
Goodness me.
You remember that when you would just be in a room playing Halo with your friends and you'd take
out? You would just take out.
Take out to the ball game.
Take out tonight.
Anyway, Nick, welcome to the show, you little bugger.
Nick Hamilton.
Touching my foot.
What a lad.
Touching my foot a little.
Shut up.
Man, I've kind of had enough of them already. But have you gotten any plugs?
Have I gotten any plugs?
Guess to shut up.
You have any plugs, bud?
Welcome to the show, man.
I want to talk to you about music.
This is gonna be the same.
It's
all what
gonna
are you talking
same.
About?
It's always
what are you
wonky.
Talking about?
Oh, no, fuck. We have a guest. We should treat the guest with respect.
Ask Absolutely. Me questions you want me to answer. That's
well,
how this works.
Welcome to the show.
What's your favorite food?
That's not one.
You ever been next to two different looking people?
What's your favorite plane story? Why is you clapping out of sync?
I think it's a good question. Nick, when you were doing the set, it were you scared?
When you built it.
When you built it, did it come?
When was the last time you were scared?
That's a really good question.
Oh God.
Was it playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre with your friend?
Can I tell you, I know when the last time I was like legitimately fucking scared.
Said anything yet?
No, I know.
You don't know though. When was the last time you were scared? Welcome
to
the
talk
show.
To you about music. We don't really need you here. We have kind of our own thing going. And it's nice of you to be here, but if you could just, we don't even need to turn your mic on. Nick Hamilton's here.
Nick Hamilton's here. Welcome to the show. When was the last time you were scared? Legitimately scared. Like terror had caught you by the eye. Let's listen to a record. I can tell you mine. Will that get you started? Jesus Christ. What is it like?
You hearing crackling again?
Yeah.
It is this guy.
Maybe add more space and it'll crackle less.
Add we should more go outer into space.
You can't hear crackles in space.
This guy's dying.
In space,
it's
no
just
one
when
can...
everything is made of such soft plastic. Maybe you can get that retrofitted. Maybe you could take that to an upholsterer and get it. Or we can get you a grown-up version of that.
I reckon it was last time I was in the dark.
Which dark is that big?
That was legitimate fear for you, being in the dark?
Oh. My bad.
I've got a beard now.
Can we zoom in? No.
I got scared when that little earthquake happened, right when the biggest...
Yeah.
Talking about you
tornado
now.
Tornado was supposed to come out.
Talking about Steve now.
Yeah, because your answer was bad. So so we gotta do a good one.
You do it to save it when the answer's bad.
Yeah.
You guys are good.
You ever
bitch.
Done a show before?
I got scared as well, Steve.
What, dude? It
to
just,
yes and your situation.
Like, you know, we have this like tropical storm coming through LA.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And it was like a record. It was like historical shit. We lived through history. We're gonna be in the history books.
There was more content made about a rain ever than that one day.
Dude, people were like freaking the fuck
people were out. Freaking out, and then when it wasn't that bad, people immediately made content about how it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then people made content about the anticipation of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give all of LA something to talk about at once.
No.
It's too much.
It's exciting. It, like, I don't disagree that it was exciting, and some people don't know what to do with that much excitement.
Yeah, that's a fear response.
Yeah, exactly.
It's content.
It really should have just been everybody being like, be safe,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. Just maybe hunker down,
you
maybe take a nap.
Fucking fill your bathtub. Did you see how people were like, make sure you fill up all your bathtubs.
What does that mean?
Because a water main might break, and you might, and it's the only fresh water you'll have for days.
You're gonna want to make sure you can drink bathtub water in LA if the power goes out.
And then you get in it.
Legitimately, people were saying that, dude. Like, fill up your bathtubs and shit.
On what, Twitter?
Yeah, and like Reddit and like all of those places.
Do me.
Do
me. When was the last time you were scared?
When the earthquake.
I was playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's a shit game.
I've heard it's a shit game. I'm not going to buy it. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll listen.
Yeah, listen to Mike, because Mike's very passionate about it.
Okay.
Mike's very passionate about it.
I just had fun, and it's only, there's no winners or losers. There's only antics.
And there is winners and losers.
I'm a big fan of antics.
But there's are no the antics?
Just a part of the game is winners and losers. It's the family and the victims.
Do you agree there's antics?
It's just convoluted and complicated. And
but there's
so
antics?
Much to, there's not really antics. There's a lot of clips of people dying. That's
but,
all
but,
I can give
but
you.
But like when you play with your friends, there's
Mike and I play a lot of Rocket League. And I prefer Rocket League. When
but
we play
we're
that.
Not talking about Rocket League. We're talking
like the
about
people
this.
Who played it the least are talking the most.
That's true.
Want a kiss?
Yeah! I was just saying that, like, if you play with your friends, that all that matters to me is if I play it with my friends, is it gonna be fun?
Yes.
Do you think that that's true?
I think
true?
You would absolutely adore this game.
Okay.
If there were, you remember Jason?
Yeah.
If there was a whole party, if there was,
yeah. Yeah.
If there were seven of us playing that game at once, I think it would be an antic extravaganza.
I love that. I miss that.
It's like Jason, but way less clunky and
yeah,
bad.
It's better. It is better. Than
it's
that
smoother
game.
Than Jason.
Why would you call it a shit game then?
I've heard.
You're just perpetuating that it's a shit game. I haven't even played it.
That's true. I agree with that.
You're
I'll
part
admit
of the problem.
That. But I think that there are people divided on this game. Like, I've heard exactly what Nick is saying, and I've really not heard that much good about it.
So I guess it's like, who is the opinion coming from,
exactly.
And how much do you trust
exactly.
that person?
Exactly. And what are the games that they like?
You're going to trust me, or you're going to trust...
Oh, I'm definitely trusting you over Nick.
This dude gets paid.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Now we can't have Siri on anymore?
Oh, man.
Damn. Anyway, you should trust Nick. He's a good guy.
Great. Here comes the libtards.
Release the libtards.
Great. This history road's about turfs.
Turfs.
Fuck, man.
Anyway, Nick, welcome to the show, man.
Thank
glad
you.
You're here, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
Are you good?
Yep.
I do like the beard.
Thank you, mate.
It's nice.
It's new.
Yeah.
I'm growing it out for my brother's wedding because he doesn't think I have a big enough dick to do so. So I'm
okay.
doing it.
Well, this is what I always ask people who just start to grow a beard.
Do you have a big dick?
No.
Is that the question?
No. But I do ask.
I wasn't asking you.
Oh, do I have a big dick?
Yeah.
No, it's just normal.
What about you? Steven?
I got a normal sized dick, Mom.
I'm not a shower or a grower.
I'm more of a crier.
Everyone with a big dick, stand up.
Nick, when you first started growing, Kevin never sits, baby, because his dick's too big.
Kevin never sits just in case someone's going
to
say
that. That's right. Kevin has to take his dick off the next seat when he goes to the theater.
Kevin never sits because he doesn't want to sit on that fat hog.
No, he doesn't want a stranger sitting on his honker.
Doesn't matter what row.
I want to know what your mom thinks about your beard.
My mom likes it. No one's really seen it in person except for the man who kisses it.
Mm. Just the beard.
And that's someone you hired?
Just the beard.
It's a new service. So,
yeah.
And there's men that'll come to kiss your beard. Yes,
men beard kisses for everyone.
That's a cool app. Pay for some man to come kiss your beard.
Wait, is this a bit?
Absolutely not.
Not here.
Is that Soylent? Why are you drinking out of a capsule?
Straight mashed potatoes.
Is it mashed potatoes and Soylent?
Nick,
what happened to Soylent?
I know, huh? Well, I think it is still out there.
Yeah. People still like that's
their
bullshit.
Was that like the first superfood?
Yes, and it all kind of like...
I thought quinoa was the first superfood.
You know what? Who am I to say what the first superfood was? It was just a thing that people decided to...
Oh, it's Captain America. I just looked.
Substitute their whole shit.
I was going to make a similar joke. And that's fun, isn't it?
I don't get it.
I've been stroking this for a while.
Guys, I just found an article called Superfoods, the Origin Story.
Here we go. I'm fine with it.
Marvel's Superfoods?
Yeah. Foods Alive.
Now, two of you have said the same similar joke, and I'm waiting to do mine.
Go ahead.
I did mine too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, you hadn't done yours.
What, did Christmas come early?
There's gonna be more opportunities, I swear to God. Superfood is one of the most common words in the food industry today. Did you know it? But
come on, you can do it.
Have you ever stopped to think of where it originated? What was the first superfood?
Here we go.
Food.
Here we go. Here we go.
The answer may surprise you.
Ooh.
I can't wait to be surprised. It's like the last time I was scared.
Hang on, can we put guesses in, please?
And I'll tell you, it seems that every time you turn around, a new superfood's on the market. And what even constitutes superfood? Are they even worth the hype? And let's find out. What do you think is superfood?
Do you think they're worth the hype?
Let's see if we can name one superfood each.
Kale.
Because if they're talking like back in the 1900s,
acai berry.
We're talking grains. I thought I was thinking way back in the day. Like
what's
Aztecs,
the only food?
Like Aztecs were fucking with grains.
The grains?
Acai. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think.
Are we saying grains or greens?
Acai berries. Final answer.
I already grains. Said something. What did I say?
You said quinoa. Grains.
You said quinoa.
I said quinoa.
Yeah.
Or quinoa.
You think quinoa was the first one?
No, I think it is a superfood.
What do you think was the first one?
Impossible to track down the first one.
But that's what they're saying on the article.
I don't think so.
I thought we were all just trying to name a superfood.
No, that's
acai
easy.
Berry.
Bruh.
Acai, you think is the first one?
I think it's one of them.
No, acai. We're guessing the first one. I won't say it again.
Acai, I think it is.
I say it. All right, let's
Bali.
Find out. The
Bali.
Term, super...
Molly,
wait,
you saying?
You think Molly is the first superfood?
Barley, no.
Oh,
Barley?
Barley's a good guess.
Barley. I like how you had to do the English, the
Bali.
American accent.
Barley, you fuck.
Barley.
Don't
Barley.
American accent us. We don't all sound like that.
I'm going to do the rest of it in an American accent. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Nicholas Hamilton is here to talk about music.
So stupid.
It's always happening.
He loves it.
It's stupid. Get it together. Some people trying to listen to this go to sleep.
The term superfood originates from a publication in 1918.
Okay, Bali.
So we're not, Aztecs are way
what
dead.
What are you thinking is the first one? I'd be like, what do you think was the first one?
Acai berry.
Okay, so now we're talking 1918? Man, I still think it's like going to be kale or quinoa.
Dirt. Quinoa. You can't have two. One, please. One guess. Three, two, one.
I'm going to say quinoa.
There we go. You?
Acai berry.
All right, fine.
And you? What's yours, motherfucker?
I said barley.
He said
the
barley.
What the fuck is that? Oh, barley. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is Bali?
Charles Barley.
I said it in the American accent.
I know. Okay, right. Barley.
Barley.
Wheat.
Spinach. Wheat. Oh, spinach is good. Wheat. I don't think it's a superfood, though.
When did people start saying...
It is a stupid name.
When did people start saying superfood?
1918.
Really? It says, they started saying
the
superfood?
Term
snake oil.
It says the snake term oil. Superfood originates from a publication in 1918. During World War I, the USA began importing copious amounts of bananas.
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 The
first
superfood. Yes, indeed. The first superfood was bananas.
Wow. Give it to an apple. Yeah.
An apple a day keeps the...
One, two, three.
No wonder there are so many fucking songs about it.
But then it gets bumped off the list for having so much sugar, probably.
I guess so, huh? It says, indeed, the first superfood was bananas. Nutritionists praise bananas for their versatility, nutrition, ease of digestion, and convenient natural packaging.
You know what's interesting about bananas is that no matter which orifice you put them in, you still get the same good stuff out.
Yeah. I love that show, The Orifice. thus, bananas became a staple food for kids and adults alike. They remain a trusty health food to this day. So, bananas stake their claim with their high potassium content, but the benefits don't stop there. All right, big banana.
They can help you calm.
They do.
Yeah, I was going to say they're anachronistic. Whatever. What's the word?
Are they?
Anachronistic?
Yeah. No.
When they can't do a somersault?
No, that's when they can write with their left and right hand.
That's when they know everything about trains.
Yeah, that's when you can draw a city on the wall that they saw
once.
Dude,
I want whatever that is. That's beautiful.
Brilliant. It says the second recorded superfood didn't come for almost 73 years.
73, so we're probably talking more barley.
What
acai,
do you think the second could be? Yeah, acai. Barley.
I think barley's too. That's too late for barley. I'm moving away from barley.
Maybe quinoa's out.
What do you? Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah. I know.
What
I
do
agree
you
with
do
you.
With barley?
Make like bread.
Soup. Oh, so it's a grain.
Yes.
Got it.
We were talking grains.
Turns out we were talking
couscous,
grains.
Possibly. No, couscous.
Barley
is
a cereal grain used in bread, beverages,
cereal.
Stews, and
that's
other dishes.
Cereal.
So like Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a lot of barley, I think.
Oh. Okay.
And like beer, I thought.
Shut
it?
Up, Kevin.
Multigrain, people just liked it for a while. People were about it. What was multigrain good for?
Yeah, I'm out of the grain. I'm leaving
sunflower
grains behind.
Dude, you know what's really, really,
sunflower
really funny?
Sunflower seeds.
There's something really fun. This is a bit of a fourth wall.
Please.
I got an email from somebody who's like a nutritionist.
Oh, man.
Who's like, I'd love to be on your podcast.
No.
And I'm just sitting there reading this email being like, why... There is no episode on Earth where a nutritionist would do well
unless
they were on this episode right now.
Yeah, unless they allowed us to like completely make fun of them.
But they would. There's no reason to make fun of them. They would just literally have all of the answers of every question that we're asking.
Yeah.
Hypothetically,
oh, sure.
Right.
Oh, that's
now.
True.
It would be nice to have every week an expert just off to the side. That
what
you
is
could
barley?
Ask. Yeah. And they'd say it.
And
it's
then
like
someone says it. The
human
right answer.
It turns out we do. And her name is Google.
Jackpot.
Shut up. Okay, ready for the second superfood? Come on, we got this.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright. Great.
We're gonna get flagged.
Now we can't have Miranda Sings on the show. She was the next guest.
No, we can't. Oh, wow.
Now we have to have the nutritionist on.
God damn shit trash.
Should we say...
Now we have to have the nutritionist. We can't book someone else.
Can't
okay,
end with me.
Second superfood.
Should we say that I'm one of them so I can say it?
Oh, they know, I
you
think.
Just love talking about it.
Yeah, well, it's my main
Nick
thing.
Nick is gay. Great.
Is
who gives
thing.
A shit?
Ava will suck everyone's dick.
Let him have
I don't
his...
see
I'll
sexuality.
Do it.
I don't see dick.
I don't see D.
I'm leaving it in. I'm not going to cut it out or bleep it this time. We're just going
That's
for
fine
it.
By me, Matt. It's your show.
We'll talk about it.
Did we bleep it last time?
I did. Yeah. I cut it out. Definitely. Yeah.
That's actually infringing on gay rights.
Whoa, interesting. Whoa. I guess I gotta go to jail. The second superfood recorded. What Lock do you think it up. Is? You have your guess. You said just, sunflower seeds.
I think sunflower seeds just is fine. I don't think it's right, but I think it's fine.
I mean, I think we need to stay on the fruit train.
Fruit and vegetables, boys.
Because so this is 70 years later. Grains was the so thing. 90s, 80s.
I really felt like grains
they just would be discovered in bananas. 80s, 90s is the
yeah.
And then 72 years later, there was another superfood for 72 years.
And it was littler bananas.
Small plantains.
We found out how to make them bigger.
Oh, avocados, maybe. I'll go avocados.
That's good. That's good.
Avocados.
Okay. I'm going to say grapes.
Ooh. What?
Why?
It's super in that they are versatile.
Yeah, they become raisins. You can make wine.
I just think there are things that are better for you than grapes.
We're talking about, yeah. We're
I
talking
think it's
about,
good
like,
for you.
Nutrients.
Yeah.
Because, oh, because it's rich with nutrients.
Yeah, I'm going to say acai because I don't know what year it got popular, but the year it did get popular, that's all you heard.
Was it before I was born? Because this is before I was born. It was the second one.
I don't know. I haven't really kept up with the timeline of acai berries.
Compared to how?
Sue me.
Who's that?
Hmm. It's this nutritionist that we're gonna
like because when you think about a banana, it's like I guess it's nutrient rich, right? But so is like an apple, and so is like a pear and a peach and all of those.
Yeah,
things.
But it wouldn't be like banana, and then 75 years later they discover peach, strawberries. Yeah.
What know? I want to happen
is it a discovery? We're talking about discoveries.
I don't know what the article is about. Really.
I thought it was just like they considered something a superfood
when things were dubbed
that. Yeah, food. It was the first. Branding of it as a superfood. I wouldn't mind, and I don't mean to take over your show, but if everyone listening could just kind of shout out what they think it is, and then if email it if you're right.
You don't have to, if you're listening, you don't have to take that suggestion.
You think we can hear that or something?
Say that email if you were right.
But why shout it?
Steve's a cunt.
Why are we shouting?
Email a sound clip.
Don't do a call to action for people.
Let me just
shout.
Say that maybe I can meet in the middle.
Okay.
Email a sound clip of you shouting out your answer.
That's wow, great. I like that.
The show. Like, while listening, yeah. While, the show's while the this bit has to be happening, yeah, so they yeah. haven't gone forward and found it and gone back.
Start recording the video now.
Right now. Yeah. And now.
This is a lot of work.
And now Nick has had his say in the show, and he should be quiet for the rest of the episode.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
I wanted to talk to you about music.
Can we find out what the second superfood is first, and then we can talk about
it? Is it in the same article?
Yeah.
So if we just read the article, we'd have all these answers.
I have the answer, but I just wanted what everyone's guess
was. We're
not
asking questions to... I'm talking now. We're not asking questions to like get the answers. As like, it's more of a game we're having.
Yeah, it's just a little fun game.
I like games where there's no winners or no losers. Yeah, that's why you guys should try Texas Chainsaw.
That doesn't make any sense because there is winners and losers in that game.
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Because I think regardless of what happens, you get the same ending.
Stop it!
But because you lose or you win.
Who describe what happens?
Not my house.
To the losers and the winners.
So the winners, if you're a victim and you win, you run away and you escape.
Yes, if but you're the would you argue that your mind is intact if you escape that family's home? Did you see the movie? She was.
I'm not them. I'm me playing the game.
No, but I'm talking about the game. What the game is has nothing to do with what you are. It's what the game is.
I know you are. I am. Who are you? I am.
I me.
Who you are? I am. Whoever you are, I am.
I die.
All right, guys. Second superfood is
spinach.
Sunflower seeds.
Blueberries.
Oh, you were so close. Steve was close with his grapes.
Acai gotta be next.
Acai is very close.
Gotta be next.
Blueberries are full of...
Crazy? Think grapes is crazy still?
Yes, I do.
Even though blueberries is a superfood?
Completely
blueberries have a lot of antioxidants.
Riley?
You know what I've thought of? Superfoods is what you give to children. Baby food. You've got a banana is like you give them to a baby, so it's good for blueberries.
Like blueberry
they have
flavored stuff.
And
yeah.
Blueberries are very easy for them to eat Cheerios. After they have Cheerios is the next one, I reckon.
The U.S. iPad. Government endorsed blueberries as an incredibly nutritious food in 1991.
Mm.
The king of antioxidants, blueberries are known to offer a whole host of benefits from those properties alone.
Antioxidants.
And they boast several essential vitamins and minerals, yet are low in calories. It says, from that point on, hundreds of foods were dubbed superfoods. Yeah. Some that many of us keep in the fridge on a daily basis. Others are so exotic, no one's even heard of them before.
Like acai berry. Who's even heard of them?
And then companies announce them as the newest miracle cure. And that's the thing about superfoods. Often marketing embellishes these foods as something more than they are. Marketing discovered that people are more likely to buy and spend more on products labeled as superfoods.
Everything good gets ruined.
Yeah.
You know? And that is just like if you're not considering yourself like a tastemaker or an early adapter, just know that if something is beneficial to your life when it first comes out, but it's really beneficial, hop on the train for a little while. And if it's worth it, it will get ruined.
That's enough, I think.
Yeah. I feel like religion is kind of like that in some ways. Like,
how so?
Because I feel like the original concepts of like a nice thing that people utilize as their belief system, then turning it into like things like mega churches and like stuff like that.
Starts with the good heart. Good idea, and then it blows out.
I think it did. I think people did go like, "Oh wait, people will spend money for this."
Yeah, sure.
Right, and I think it's the same with the superfood concept. It's like people spend money if we call it a superfood.
Mm.
Interesting,
or super higher power. Mm. You know what's interesting is I grew up very religious, and I loved it. It helped me through a lot of stuff. It gave me hope for the future. I know it's hope. Helped my family, and then I wanted to be involved, so I was an altar boy, and then some of the priests.
No.
Fucked kids.
Not you.
No. Or mishandled kids. No. I was kind of chubby, so I got kind of passed over for that. Good.
Of course.
But when they did that, they would just go away, and I didn't know where they went.
What happened to Father Todd?
Yes, yeah. Very similar to that. And then we didn't even know until like 10 years after that what happened. And then that makes me want to stay religious. That turns me into a... what most people would consider an obnoxious LA person, where you want to believe in a spirituality, but you know that the human conduits of that thing are flawed and sometimes gross and abuse their power.
Yeah. It's kind of like there shouldn't be so many cooks in the kitchen with like religion. It should just be like, do your own thing, have your own beliefs, as long as it's not hurting people.
There's too many cooks in religion.
There's too many cooks in religion. There's too many people going like, you should do it this way. You should do it that way. You should spend all this money all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think it's just kind of like, you know, feel how you want to feel. Mm. And you know, whatever. Just as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, do whatever you want, you know?
You
want
to hear some woo-woo shit?
I would love it.
Sometimes I'll go outside real early. I'll take a walk and everything's all wet and stuff like that. And I'll see the sun shining through some flowers and the trees, and I'll be like, that's God right there.
Yeah.
And then I'll hear people talk about it. I'm like, you don't know that.
That moment is God more than anything. Yeah.
And then it makes me not care about how other people think about God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
God milk.
Ha! That's pretty good.
I'm deciding.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide.
Do we be nice or not be nice to Nick?
And Steve has to. And yeah.
I think Mike's going to let it pass.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's because I'm sleeping on his couch.
Anyway. All right, so music, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not really doing any right now.
Do you still diddle the strings? You still diddle the strings? Do you still
diddle the strings?
Did you ever diddle the strings?
I'm not a guitar
player. Oh, you never did. Yeah. What do you...
No, I'm a piano player.
But you ever diddle? Yeah. You diddle the ivories? You twinkle? You twinkle?
Do you ever twinkle the stars?
Do you ever... You ever pat the plastic?
And do we have a piano?
No.
Yeah, look under the table for a piano.
There might be one. What do you think this is? Elton John concert? Where a fucking piano... The whole table becomes a piano?
What do you think this
piano?
Is? Giant Table House?
I think this is Liberace's mansion. I played that on Nintendo Switch.
Liberace's mansion. Yeah. Man, it's scary, but that place is clean as fuck.
It's so clean.
When was the last time you were scared?
Do you tap around the earthquake? I told you.
Why don't you listen to your friends?
Dude, did you see that notification? I kind of want to talk a little bit about this. Did you see the notification that went out?
Done with me.
The two next to each other?
No, you got to hear this. There was a notification that went out the second that the earthquake happened.
Yeah.
That said, earthquake.
Right.
And then it said, like, hold on and, like...
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, get under a desk.
Stop, drop, and roll under a desk.
It's like, get under a desk and be careful or something. I was like, Jesus. And the earthquake was like happening. And we're
Was it large?
It felt bigger than it had than we had felt in a while.
No.
It was like a 5 point.
Well, Kevin's
something.
Used to bouldering, so he's used to shaking everything up.
Oh, sure. He shook the whole community up.
If you have something to say to oppose that, I suggest you say it.
No.
Because you do it or I'm going to do it.
But
he doesn't shake the rocks, man.
So,
he goes up.
He doesn't shake them, but he shakes it up. He'll go out and shake it up with the boys.
Yeah.
After they're all, after they get shocked.
Shaking
up.
It up with the boys.
So, we it was like a 5.0 earthquake, like something,
five is
like,
pretty big.
Something like 40 or 50 miles away.
Ohio. I see. Okay.
So it was big for like my family and stuff who were in Oxnard, and
I think five is big.
Five is pretty big. Five is like a new five
bigger
is an
average.
Five
bigger
is an
than
LA
it
three.
Is.
No, five's pretty big. It was nice, like a nice shape.
Yeah, five is bigger than it usually is.
Anyway, but yeah, so that message was like, watch out, you're gonna die. And like and it scared the shit out of me.
And the hurricane was happening during?
Well, it was like the same day. Yeah, it was the same time.
I feel like if I was here,
like
I would have killed myself.
But I want to be more accurate about when we say hurricane. Because
tropical storm.
Yeah, it was a hurricane off the coast of Baja. But then when it came...
the coast of Baja.
When it traveled into the United States, she was a tropical storm. But it was a real fun time, man. We hunkered up and we made like pizza rolls. And,
a lot
like,
of people don't hunker up.
I know, people should have just hunkered up.
A lot of people too busy... hunkering down.
What did you do during the tropical storm, Mike?
Just chilled out here, and then when the earthquake hit, I was like, I'm gonna go outside.
I know.
And then I did. I was like,
you went outside.
Yeah, it was.
You're not supposed to go outside, are you?
I know you're not supposed
to.
But I was like, what's gonna fall on me outside? You know,
trees.
Yeah.
Am I gonna get trapped in my apartment outside?
Here's the thing.
That's what I was feeling. I said, am I gonna get trapped in my apartment, like under a table or a bed for a couple days? Or am I gonna go outside?
Can I tell you that when they tell you not to go outside, it's more for people not like Mike, who know to stay away from shit that could fall on you. It's more for just kind of like people that don't know why they shouldn't go outside.
And they go under a tree or something.
Yeah, like Mike probably knew to avoid trees.
To go out in the road
and stuff.
I was going to go out in the road and just hope it didn't fall out from under.
Well, in the movie La Brea.
I hope I'm on a good chance.
In the movie La Brea.
The documentary
La Brea.
Where the La Brea tar pits swallow up Los Angeles.
And Rockin' Ron Johnson.
Rockin' Johnson.
MTV's Rockin' Johnson.
Rockin' Robin. What is that?
MTV's Dwayne Rock Johnson.
Deranged Rocked Johnsons.
Anyway, on the movie.
The roads split open.
All of them.
Yeah, no, that doesn't really happen. I mean, there needs to be big.
Well,
big
it's not a real
in the
thing.
Valley. I'll say that.
Well, in like. There was the Northridge earthquake, like destroyed bridges and ripped up the street and stuff like that. But that was like a 7 or something, I thought, or 6.5 or.
But it would have been a 10 in Milwaukee.
That's right. But
dude, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Every comedian that moves here from a different part of town has that joke for the first 6 months of their career.
Sure. About the earthquake, 6.5.
I'm a LA 6, but I'm from 10.
Yeah. It's easy to. It's like it's almost like a smart joke for people that are kind of dumb.
It's good for people in their exact situation. Exactly.
It's a bit of a quiplash.
It's not good for dude.
It's kind of a quiplash
for LA audiences who see everyone easily. And that's another thing you don't really think about. It's if you live in LA, you have access to everyone who performs. Everyone's gonna come through LA, so they're very much like. Impress me with your shit.
Right.
And then somebody moves here and they say that joke and they're like, okay.
And they're like, all right. I'll have another beer.
Okay, I'll go to the bathroom for a sec.
I'll go to the bathroom and come back. Can we jump into some ads?
Yes.
Can we, Kevin?
Yeah.
All right. Just shut up.
Kevin left. I've never seen
when
him
Kevin
leave
leaves.
Before.
Kevin leaves during the ads. I think I might have moved something accidentally. This one.
It's okay.
Have I moved it?
If you did, it didn't do anything.
Let's talk about music.
Let's talk about music during the ads.
I've never seen somebody fall in love and out of love with music so fast.
I didn't fall out of love with music.
Music fall out of love.
I fell out of love with the risk reward of music. Yes. I love making music still. It's just like, I'm not going to put out something if it's this not going to make you money. This isn't an interesting thing to say.
I just want you to say what you feel. I want you to talk it about your heart. I want to talk out of your heart. Put a mouth in your heart.
But you
I'm
haven't put a...
You haven't, name is Nicholas.
And he's back, just like that.
I'm a little boy. Hamilton last name.
We literally got Nick Hamilton back into music.
H2O, I drink. And a little boy, I'm a twink.
What a switch up. I think I've got something else in my ears. I think I've got a double track in my ears. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. No, I've just got. I feel like I've got. I think there's some feedback in my ears. Sorry, guys. Can we stop? Guys, can you? Is this anyone? Guys. Hang on. That. There we go.
I'm a little
Squarespace is a wonderful service. Mike Falzone's website, MikeFalzone.com, was assembled using Squarespace.
And well, guess whose else was?
Yours too, NickHamilton.com?
NickHolas. I'll say it.
Oh, okay. Nicholas?
NicholasWHamilton.com, because NicholasHamilton.com was taken.
And that was built using Squarespace.
Squarespace.com/banter. It was.
Rock and roll, mamacita. And I'll tell you, this podcast is brought to you by that very service. And we encourage you all who are thinking about starting some kind of website. Maybe you want to market yourself in some way, the way Mike does or Nick does. Or maybe you want to show off some of your talents. Some events are coming up or something like that. Squarespace is the perfect place to build a website to showcase your work or other things. That's right, guys! You can have your own e-commerce section on the site. Sell stuff. You can have all the things that you need, all the things that you see on a professional website, you can do yourself on your own professional website using Squarespace and their set of tools. And guess what? You don't even need to install anything. You don't even need to patch anything. It works on your phone. It works on your web browser. And it's easy peasy. Even Mike Falzone can do it.
And he's an idiot.
That's not true.
I'm an idiot.
Nick's an idiot. And
I'm
he
an
did
idiot.
It. Nick's an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Nick's
an
idiot.
Idiot.
Nick's an idiot. So guys, why don't you go to squarespace.com/banter? My goodness, I can't find the freaking call to action in this thing. There we go. Squarespace.com/banter. You get that free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter for that free trial. And then squarespace.com/banter. Oh, I'm sorry. Squarespace.com for the free trial. Squarespace.com/banter for 10% off your first purchase of the website or domain. Thank you so much, Squarespace.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Guys, let's talk about Tishy.
The best.
I also have a tushy. Look at this.
Love tushy up.
I got tushy with Benta Passcode.
We love. Aw, you used our code.
I did.
That's sweet.
Tell us about your experience, because this is like having
it's
a customer.
It's squatting me up the asshole, it always is doing.
And it's cleaning you up right nice.
I didn't say that.
That's not cleaning you up?
I don't do it when I'm dirty.
You just do it.
Yeah.
You never use it when you do the toilet?
Mick has his on a chair on his kitchen table.
When he has dinner, he sprays it up his ass.
Yeah. Why is it so loud at dinner?
Guys. You know what it is? It's fire season in Los Angeles. There could be a wildfire at any goddamn moment.
And in your ass. On your ass.
And when you got spicy poops, there could be a wildfire down in your uh-ohs. And you can't fight fire with paper, can you, Nicholas?
Is this on the copy?
I was going to say the same thing.
Look at what's in the copy. It says, got spicy poops?
It does say it.
You can't fight fire with paper. Soothe your body after every duty with a precise stream of water. And look, guys, taking a dump shouldn't cost you money. Why don't you end your goddamn relationship with costly toilet paper and switch over to the future of toilets?
We buy toilet paper so much less now.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's a different situation.
It's a different world. We're out here in a different world. You guys are in the past. We're waving at you from our time machine.
In a different world.
In a different world.
That's right. You guys are grabbing those rolls of sandpaper, scraping down on your nethers, stuff you only get once.
I promise you it sounds complicated, but it's really not. And then you never want to be without it for the rest of your life. I've never owned something like that before. Maybe my phone. My phone and my bidet are the two best inventions I've ever been a part of.
And those are the two things that squirt you up your ass.
And honestly, they
say... And acai berries.
They say there are some things you should spend your money on and not feel bad about it, like your bed.
And your butt.
Or glasses.
Your bed and your eyes and your butt.
And definitely your butt. Your toilet. Your toilet should be... Your toilet should be comfortable. Your toilet should be able to do things that other toilets don't do, like tell you when you are doing well.
And go inside you with water.
Tushy bidet. Tushy bidet in my butt.
So, guys, listen. The Hello Tushy Bidet cleans your bum with a fresh stream of water that's two times better than wiping and prevents poo particles from spreading to your hands and everything you touch. You ever broken through that paper and now you're in a nightmare? Never go back. Never go back. And it attaches to your existing toilet. It requires no electricity for additional plumbing. And it cuts toilet paper use by 80%. Because look, maybe you still want to pat dry with a square of TP. But you're still going to use way less than you ever would if you were going to wipe down your marker down there.
And you're already clean.
And you're already clean.
And when you're patting water off your butthole, you're already clean.
That's like when you're patting your hand underneath the dryer thing that comes drying out of your hands.
I wipe the excess toothpaste out of my mouth with it now. I hover over the toilet and I have it shoot in between my teeth.
Totally, dude. Yeah. I aim in on my hair while I shampoo.
What's it called when you have a story about the product and that's like you'll say that about
an anecdote?
Personal
anecdote. Personal experience?
Personal experience. I've got a personal experience with Tushy recent.
Let's hear it.
The day of the flight to get here. The night before that, I had a very spicy pizza. And I didn't
know. We're talking jalapenos?
We're talking like, they just called them spicy peppers.
Whoa. And was it spicy?
Hot.
You were having a hard time?
And then the next morning, I woke up and I was like, I'm going to get on a plane today. And then I had... Hot snakes.
Seems like a mean thing to do if you're gay to have a really spicy pizza.
So you're churning out hot coils.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What does Steve mean?
What did you say? Steve. So you were twisting out hot coils.
I was trying the toilet paper because I forgot I had a bidet. I often forget.
How long have you had
it? And then I look down, I go, like 3 months.
Oh, okay.
I often forget.
It's a wonderful treat when you remember.
Yeah, and I remember it. And I had I sometimes, if I have spicy poops, and we can talk about this for days, I take the toilet paper and I...
Good drop. Perfect drop.
This is the drop. Spicy drop.
Drop it on the drops.
I take a little bit of toilet paper and I just kind of stick it up a little bit to get rid of any of the spicy residue.
Sure, you get in.
Get in a little bit. But then I was doing that and nothing, it wasn't working. It was the spiciest I've ever had.
Yeah. Sprayed it all up there.
There's when the attachment. It came out my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I could taste it. And we were fine.
Cleared you right out.
And that's my personal.
It doesn't really go up that far.
And don't you think that would work better than just trying to go down there with paper and go at it with paper?
Oh, I did say that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, in so many words.
Yeah. Yeah, took a while, actually. So, guys, why don't you stop wiping, get out of the Stone Age, come into the future with us, and start washing. Go to hellotushy.com/banter and use that promo code banter for 10% off.
Use the promo code banter if you want.
I think you should at hellotushy.com/banter for 10% off.
It isn't interesting. I'll stop talking about it, but it's like we're telling you to get something that'll change your whole life and we're giving you less money.
Come on, bud.
What
else can we do for you? You want us to wipe
you? What do you want us to go in you for you?
You guys want me to spray out onto you?
Call me if you would. If you do, call me.
Interesting.
Call Nick. He wants I'll to go in you. Out.
I will.
I've seen him do it.
I'll spit in it.
We need a theme. So those were the ads, man. We did it. All right, you guys want to jump into History Roads or something? How does that sound?
I would love it. Can you search your emails for my name?
Yeah.
I haven't sent anything, but maybe someone has said something about me.
Nick, while Steve is looking for emails, do you have anything topical you want to talk about?
Topical for clips. I can talk about.
You're a younger person. You have access to different information.
What's going on with I do.
Ariana Grande.
What's up with Kelly Clarkson?
What's going to work on TikTok? I'm coming back to TikTok. I haven't done a TikTok in 2 months, and I'm coming back on Sunday.
You think our TikTok is going to be about you coming back to TikTok?
Yep.
That's not going to work.
And
out
you'll
for
tag
us.
Me, and you'll go Nick's back.
I'm telling you, it's not going to work out
for I'll us. Take my shirt off.
That's $300,000 for you, and that's two. No, you're actually not allowed to take your shirt off.
We've decided.
It's political.
Did you hear about that? You knew about that? We were having a political issue here on the show?
No, Nick.
About men taking their shirts off?
Did you hear about this? Yeah. But I have a tank top.
What are your thoughts about that? About men with their shirts off?
Oh, we're going to talk about this
as a gay man.
Did you know a
forest? We haven't heard the gay man's perspective.
A forest green tank top is worth roughly 45 times more than a regular tank top.
I think you're right.
That's a $54 tank.
It's the dye that they have to
use. I think that if, as long as they're not, fugly, then you're fine.
Wow.
So yours is a looks thing.
Oh yeah, I go outside to be horny to get horny.
Is that
oh, really?
Is that sexist?
What about women? Do you think women should be able to take?
I don't think they
off?
Should be alive.
Do you think women should be able to get horny?
Should they be allowed to get horny?
Be alive or not be alive.
I shouldn't be the one to choose. I don't want that responsibility.
There's a history road here that says, Steve made me think I broke my phone.
Oh, no.
I guess we didn't do the history road theme, huh?
We should do it.
Yes, please.
So people know what we're doing.
Do you have an instrumental? I'll sing along if you want.
Okay, go for it, buddy.
History. History. If I say here, you can't cut it.
And that was Nick singing along, I guess.
You're on a separate track, so I can cut whatever you
bit
said
of a ping-y
today.
Ting. We can make it so that you weren't even here today.
Can we talk about the Lotto Man?
Yeah.
I just won $250,000.
How could you possibly think that guy was anything but Australian?
I thought he was New Zealand.
New Zealander, South African, someone threw out?
I said South African, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not joking.
I thought we knew he was Australian.
Well, we weren't sure.
We know now.
We dug into it.
Well, I emailed into the show and said that he's Australian. And then I also showed you the succulent Chinese meal.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy
could have fooled me too.
So that Australian guy that won $250,000, I wasn't joking. That guy won like a bunch of money, right?
Well, so he kept winning a certain amount of money on a scratch-off ticket.
Yeah.
And then the news wanted to like do like a recap of him winning.
Yeah.
So he bought another one and did it again. And won $250,000.
And everyone thought that he was joking.
Everyone thought he was joking.
I'm not joking.
Everyone thought he was being a supremely good actor.
All right.
Dude, there, I know we did this to death. I know that we did it to death, but I can't think of anything funnier than that situation.
Than the guy having to reenact that?
Then can we please do a sketch where somebody's the director of that news segment?
And they're like,
because yeah. He won how much?
It would have been like 50 probably.
No. He won initially. How much the first time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like 50, 100 probably. Like something big enough to get the news there. I don't know.
So the director being like, okay, here's the reenactment. You scratch it off. You look up. You say, I've won $50,000.
They're probably just getting B-roll, I imagine.
Probably yeah, probably. Like,
yeah.
They'll have the news. And
that's your line. We'll come back in. We'll cut the audio back in on you saying, oh my goodness, I've won $50,000.
Right.
And then he does it. And he goes, I've just won $250,000. And the director's like, almost perfect.
Almost.
No. I actually won $250,000.
No, yes.
I just won.
You won $50,000.
And now.
And that's why the news is here.
Right.
And we're so happy to be here, but we've got another story to do across town. So if you could just say, I won, scratch it off like you did. Perfect job.
Right.
And you say, I won $50,000. We can get the shot and get out.
Okay, but
big snowstorm coming.
I won $50,000 and just now won $250,000.
No, that's the, that
I'm not
one's
joking.
Already scratched. So we'll take that one out.
And that one's won.
We'll fly in a new card. We'll fly in a new card.
We've shredded that one.
Somebody just like, somebody on the crew that's pissed off that he didn't nail it.
We shredded it, bitch. Try again.
I wasn't jerking.
Matthew says, hello, my beloved baby babies. My name is Matt, and I'm a multiple horn born boy. We love that up in here.
We'd love to hear it.
Currently living in Los Angeles, I'm a huge fan of the show, and I've been recently going to Mike's Valley Pop-In shows.
Oh, he's a good boy. Oh. I met him.
When's your next one?
You're thinking about going out.
I am.
It's That's most right. Tuesdays, so we have this show. It's kind of like a workout room for touring established comedians to come in and work out new jokes in like a lounge that is a 420 friendly lounge that's attached to a dispensary. And very chill. There's like couches and you just come watch comics try to work out new jokes.
I went there. It's you a great there. Show.
Can you describe
very
it?
Very funny comedians. So it's a 420 friendly show and you go and there's lounges and you just kind of chill out. And I went there and it's a fun show. Yeah,
there's usually somebody giving out samples, like a sponsor giving out samples. And you don't have to smoke. There's no pressure to smoke. I don't think this guy who comes to the I haven't seen him do it. But it's also like all the comedians are in a real fun headspace because there's like no stakes and they're trying things that might not work. And
like I got like, a bit of a contact.
It's low
just
pressure.
By being in
oh,
there.
Just being, oh, that's nice. Out.
So everyone's kind of a little bit.
That's nice. That's like going to a comedy show and having like a sip of a drink or something.
Yes.
And having loosening up and having a good time.
Yeah. So if you want to come to that, it's every Tuesday, but the second Tuesday of the month. So first, third, and fourth
Tuesday.
Just
Tuesdays go every Tuesday. And if no there one's
will
there
be,
when you get there.
There is comedy there every
it'll
Tuesday.
Be a different one. Just go there every Tuesday.
Night. Go every night.
Go every
Tuesday. The Green Room on Ventura in Sherman Oaks.
The first night that this guy went, he says there was a heckler with main character syndrome who was yelling at Mike about pronouns. It was awesome.
Yeah, but he was nice. It's tough to reprimand the people who were not. He was just happy to be there.
Yeah.
And there wasn't that many people there because we just started it. So I was like, I'm just happy that he's here.
I love that. I really love that.
Because there's no use in like, let's say there's 10 people at the show and you're going to destroy a heckler.
Well,
that's
sure.
Like
yeah.
20% of the audience.
Anyways, I put you guys inside my ears at every possibility. As such, I'm no stranger to the crazy noises that come out of Steve's soundboard. But one particular time, they made me think I'd broken my phone. In January, I was house-sitting for my parents in Southern California.
Oh.
And in the area where they live, the winds get really bad.
Get the fuck out of my ass with that kind of information.
In Chicago is the windy city.
I woke up one morning to discover my mom's bird feeder got blown into the swimming pool overnight.
No.
Whoa, somebody save him.
So I grabbed the pool net to retrieve it to put on some DB to accompany the task. As I bent down to get closer to the pool, my phone slipped out of the big pocket of the hoodie and dropped into the frigid pool.
Kerplunk? Yeah, yep.
That's the noise.
I was panicking. Skywalker. Frantically, I reached my hand in and managed to grab my phone. But when I pulled it out, I was shocked that the sounds of my favorite podcast were replaced with horrible sounds that sounded like screeching and static.
What did you picture when he said, I pulled my phone out of my pool and was shocked?
Oh, 1,000,000,000%.
Like
this 1,000,000,000.
His skeleton is flashing.
I dropped it back in. I freaked out and ran inside and tried to dry my phone out, and particularly my speakers, in any way possible. Mm. After about 20 minutes of panic, I decided to play the DB episode to test the speakers and was shocked to discover that the staticky sounds were actually Steve's very first usage of the space sounds on the soundboard.
That's correct.
Turns out I freaked out for nothing. My phone still works perfectly fine, and I use it to listen to DB every day. The only issue is that I now flash back to my moment of terror by the pool every time Steve plays the space sounds. Love you guys very much. Thanks for all the chuckles. Shout out to Derek, and peace and
what's
love.
What's he doing nowadays?
Dude, what's this guy's name again?
Matthew.
Matthew, does it have last name?
Sonic. S-O-N-N-A-C-K.
Sonac?
Sorry?
Sonic.
Say it again.
Spell it again or say it again?
So, Matthew, I got you
S-O-N-N-A-C-K.
On the guest list,
Sonac.
Plus one.
Sonac.
For Surrounded on the first.
What a name.
Yeah, Sonac.
I said, I got our boy.
Matthew Sonac.
Matthew Sonac on the guest list, plus one for Surrounded.
There you go, Sonac.
Thank you for coming.
Sonac the
Jackpot
Hedgehog.
Button. Thank you for coming to Valley Poppins. We'll be there most Tuesday. I hope you have a good time at Surrounding. It's going to be great. It is going to be a really good one. And tickets
Kevin,
are flying off the board.
Search Hamilton.
Hang on a second. Kevin says...
Search come.
Nick needs to hear his own name or come.
I can't, one of the two.
Okay,
the two.
Emily says, now that's what I call History Road. That's a mess.
One more time.
She's allowed to say
it. I don't think she is.
Emily says, that's what I call History Road.
History Road. Where the email.
Dearest Michael and Steven, long time, first time. I finally have an organic reason to send her story road.
Orgasmic.
Now that's what I call serendipitous. I work at a bread bakery with some of the coolest born boys and girls and squirrels in all of New York City.
Hey, where?
Bread bakery in New York City? Now that's New York City.
Tell me more about it. This past spring, we were, for some reason, collectively wondering how many volumes of NTWICM there were. What is that? NTWICM.
NTWIPM plus community?
Collectively wondering how many volumes...
What?
N-T-W.
N-T-W-I-C.
Anti-W, so it sounds like they don't want any W's in the
no
building.
W's.
No, N.
And
they'll take any N. W.
They will take any.
That's what I call music.
Oh, no, that's what I call music. I see. We were talking about that.
Yes.
They wanted to know how many volumes there were, and very similar to our discussion on the podcast the other time. But it prompted us to start listening to all the volumes in chronological order. Listening to these albums is like musical roulette. It very quickly turned into a kind of anthropological study, a journey of American pop culture history. We created a bracket of notable standouts, volume 3, 11, and 19.
There's a whole one dedicated to 311.
And imagined that the people curating the albums before it inevitably became an algorithm doing it. Imagine being in that boardroom. What did it smell like? Probably money. If y'all need a sourdough hookup next time you're in tri-state, hit me up.
Yeah, please.
There's no information about where it is.
Damn.
Look up the name of it.
Look up Bakery, New York City.
Bakery,
New York City. Bakery,
Now that's what I call music.
Yes.
Listened to Now That's What I Call Music.
Bakery, Emily, New York City.
Tri-state.
Bread, tri-state.
All right, Nick, let's see if we can find your name in the fucking email.
I didn't ask for this.
I want some bread.
Let's see.
I didn't ask for
it. I didn't follow your rules, and I almost made my life worse, History Road. This was from June 21st, Jonathan says, "Hey, Mike and Steve, my name is Jonathan, and I've been a fan of the show, big fan for a long time, long enough of a time to know that one of the first rules of the podcast is to not listen while driving. Mm. Because it has a history of causing accidents."
Mm-hmm. A dangerous history, kind of history.
It was a dangerous history, yeah. Well, I didn't know this rule. What is that?
She-Wolf Bakery.
Oh, that's it? How'd you find it?
We just searched for bakery in New York.
She sounded like a wolf.
How do you know that's what that is?
Because I typed in her name and then New York Bakery.
Really?
So kind of creepy.
She wants that on.
Kind of crazy.
That's why I didn't say it.
You want to
shout
out?
Mike did
but
say
it has 4.9 stars. Other people know about it. There are 39 reviews, so should we go back and erase their memories?
No, we're leaving it in. Who cares? I think that whatever it does, it brings them business at least, right?
Let me take a photo of it.
Yeah.
I'll blank it to you. Blank.
So this person was not following the rule of don't listen to the show while driving and said it almost ended bad.
Oh, damn.
I was driving home from a friend's house tonight and I was listening to episode 361, "You're Sucking Eggs Today, Paul." I laughed.
So good.
It sounds like an AI made up while you were doing it today. I laughed so hard at one point because Mike was desperately pleading with Steve for him to stop playing the horrible birthday music from the episode where y'all wished Nick a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I laughed so hard that I almost didn't see a deer in the middle of the back road I was driving on and almost hit the deer. To say the least, I likely will listen while driving, but will be more careful. Yours truly.
Wow, wait.
I don't even think you should listen to this podcast while walking around.
I don't think you should listen to it.
I don't think you should listen to this podcast.
Right, let's see. Any more Nicks in here?
That was a nice one. Because of my birthday.
He mentioned Nick's birthday. Oh, here we go. Short returning listener, you, Jerry, says, in an earlier episode, this was in February.
Mm-hmm.
In an earlier episode, you guys were talking about people coming back to the podcast after having a break. Just wanted to let you know there's more of us. I had a long break, but now have now been binging episodes from episode 292, Weird Kid in the Pool Energy. And I'm now at episode 318, where you abused Nick Hamilton with 300 questions that go unanswered. And Steve says the bad F word.
That was the last time I was here.
And then in parentheses, it says, "I'm gay." Fuck, man.
Oh, wowee.
As I've made my way through piss debates and scientific discussion of theoretically fucking the sun through particle acceleration.
I reckon you can, by the way.
I have just one question to ask. what is there, when and where to go, and how to do about it?
I'm a big fan of the question, how to do about it.
I think it depends on what you want to do and what you're interested in.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
That was a nice one.
Butterflies and Nick.
We'll find a
better one. Oh, no, we've already talked about that. That was the bitch that was...
Oh, that was the person who was afraid of butterflies.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking
bitch. You still upset about that?
Yeah, fucking stupid bitch.
I don't remember. I don't remember. Why are we upset?
There was a girl that was upset about... She was scared of butterflies, and I said, what a weak bitch.
Uh-oh, what about this one? I am Nick Hamilton's boyfriend's ex.
No.
I don't want to do it. I don't think it's
all right. Not that one.
Let's
see. Nick Hamilton called me a bitch, baby. Is that the same girl?
Is that butterfly?
Same girl. Yeah. There's like a follow-up. Did we ever get a follow-up?
We did the follow-up.
Okay. And then, that's it.
No memory of it.
Oh, there is a... it was just from you. This is the clip you sent us from some soccer game.
I'm Nick Hamilton's current boyfriend, it says.
I think Jackson actually might have sent one in. That's a chance, but we're not going to look
Jackson.
For it. We're not going to look for it.
Okay. It didn't mention you in there?
Oh, how about really quickly shirtless opinions from a horn honk girl?
There we go. Fine.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's play the music.
Siri, please play more Mozart.
Here's what I found for more Mozart.
Please play more Mozart. Juicy Gimme Dottie. Hi! Says, hello, Mike and Steve. This is my first time writing in. I thought I'd share my opinions on the shirtless topic, as I myself am a two-tit wearing horn honk girl. Can we put it? Remember, you know, a Build-A-Bear, you could put a little sound chip inside of the bear?
Yeah.
Can someone put that in their boob that does this?
Someone's done that.
Really?
Yeah, it's a squeak toy.
Maybe I need to marry that person.
Oh, braising pasta.
Do I think it's weird for Kevin to walk around his neighborhood with his shirt off? No.
Oh, asking and answering.
I think it depends if Kevin is fugly.
I live near a big Midwestern city that rhymes with Dick Cago, and it is common to see men jogging through the neighborhood with their shirts off. I also often see women jogging. Why did that happen? I also often see women jogging through the neighborhood in a sports bra and shorts, which I guess is sort of shirtless in some way.
No.
This is a woman saying this. We'll let her have it.
No.
This leads me to think that maybe our society's equivalent to a man with this shirt off is a woman wearing a bikini or sports bra for a top. After all,
I don't know about that.
Shirtless and bikini are both beach and pool attire. I agree with that in some ways because it's like you wouldn't wear a bikini, like...
You wouldn't steal a car.
It's not socially acceptable for a man to wear a bikini.
It's not socially acceptable for a woman to wear a bikini everywhere. Just like it's not socially acceptable for men to have a shirt off everywhere.
Yes. I think it's really dependent. I think if you were like in Hawaii or in like a beach community, you
could
wear... Maybe not in a fancy restaurant, but that's literally everything.
But what about, like, let's say you live in Hawaii and you have to, like, go appear before a judge for a traffic ticket you want to contest
Everybody has to be formal. No one's going to be topless.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a guy couldn't have his shirt off there either. So there's, like, some places where it's, like, not socially acceptable.
Well,
a shirt off in some places in a church.
Really?
Yeah, if the priest says it's okay.
Maybe other countries.
I think
European ones,
like the no shoot, no shows, no show, shirtless.
Sorry,
no shows,
no judge,
no
shirts, no judge, no service. It's like a drag queen.
No judge,
no service.
No shirt, no judge. Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, no shirt, no shoes, no cervix. Fuck.
No cervix.
Start over. We have Nick Hamilton here. We're going to talk about music.
Say if you went into, you were like in a trial in like a courthouse.
Yeah.
And you had no shoes on. Would that be not okay?
I think that's not okay.
From the judge.
I don't think they'd let you in. They don't even let you in
a
courthouse with a hat.
That is genderless.
On. That is genderless, yeah.
So.
The hat is genderless too.
But some people jerk off about feet.
That's true.
So say if you have a foot fetish.
People jerk off about everything.
Everything.
There is a person who jerks off about everything.
That shirt you're wearing. And not just that it's you're on
you. You're
talking
to them.
And you're looking at them.
Now there's other people jerking off for other reasons.
I do
like Giles' kid from
Giles from yeah. Frasier?
No, from
from Street Fighter.
From Street Fighter.
Yeah,
yeah.
Giles. Oh, that's yeah, funny. Yeah. That's funny. Juju Gimme Duddy says, "I do agree with Mike that everyone should be able to take their shirt off if they wanted to." Ever since I was a little kid, I felt jealous. He agrees
with me?
No.
Oh, interesting. Because she's saying that. That is quite interesting. Ever since I was a little kid, I felt jealous of boys being able to take their shirts off when it's hot outside. I understand Steve's concern about creeps who ruin it for everyone. But this is why I definitely want to shame and punish the hell out of all those creeps instead of having rules that control us girls. I agree with that.
That's you want to shame and punish them by showing them beautiful boobs?
Well, if they're creepy, if they're creepy about it, then you shame and punish them.
Yeah.
So if you can look at boobs, take me for example. Like I can look at boobs like the sun.
Like the sun. You don't look too long.
I look at boobs and go, all right.
That's respectful.
But if everyone could have their pants off, I might do some jerking off and I see a deacon.
You wouldn't be able to help yourself? You
might be able to help myself.
Really?
I'd be coming 24/7.
So you're a creep that should be shamed.
Yeah.
At least we know that.
You're
and we're
gay
saying
creep.
That publicly.
Take my shirt off.
You're gay creep. You know that, Nick?
You can't decide to keep taking
say
your
it.
Shirt off.
I said you're gay creep.
Say the word.
You're gay!
Say the word.
You're gay!
Saying I'm gay.
You're gay.
And doing that.
Huh.
Okay, there's more to this. I think that if they changed the law today and everyone could walk around the neighborhood tits out, we could easily be sexually harassed. But we would also definitely get yelled at by people who think you need to cover up. I think a lot of people would be angry, maybe even more angry than horny, maybe. I know boobs are like a really big deal and all, but a man once groped me on the bus when I was bundled up in a winter coat.
Right.
Boobs so buried away.
They can do it wherever you want.
So
creeps
I'm not
do
even
be creeping.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Barriers don't
affect. She said boobs weren't even out. They were buried in the jacket and not around. And this guy groped her. So I'm not even sure if naked tits is that relevant in the long run.
Favorite maybe, heavy metal band.
Maybe people could get used to it like they are with naked legs. I don't know. I'm no boob professor.
Naked legs is a good, because that used to be a faux pas.
Yeah.
And then everyone was allowed to do it.
Yeah. I would love to see a world where we progressively become
more and more naked.
More naked.
Yeah.
And it's acceptable.
As long as I can jerk off all the
I
time about it.
I understand, though, that there's children to think about, and children shouldn't be exposed to the sexual
well,
side
you have to
of
slow
nudity
down around
at
schools.
An early age. But in European countries,
no, just running.
In European countries, they expose children to non-sexual nudity, even in media, and it's like kind of not bad.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Yeah. Anyway.
So what we're saying is.
Anyway, with all that being said, I'm extremely self-conscious and would probably not go outside shirtless, but I'd still like to see the rules.
Do I
change.
Have to say it out loud to not? Do I have to say it? Don't,
if someone does
don't.
It, if someone does it and says Nick Hamilton said to do it, I'll take the blame.
You heard it here first.
I feel like we have to be on the same recording saying don't. I say don't. Don't.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, I guess I have to say don't too. Yeah, what if I become a big star?
No, now you can't. You can't say
but
no.
But I mean don't.
You have to make it. Damn it, dude. Damn.
I'd still like the rules to change for the horn-born boob wearers that are more badass than I am. And if you have any questions, here's my number. Oh, that's great. 1-800-588-2300-EMPIRE.
Great.
1-800-588-2300-EMPIRE.
Today. I'm just kidding. I can't give you my number. Love, Julia. All right. Well, that was really... that was.
I was going to kill myself, Julie.
Can I say something? That email... kind of concisely put together all of the ideas that you and I were trying to like say about the shirtless thing. And like, I felt so inarticulate about it because I felt like, there's no solution. There's just like, here's one side, here's one side, here's the other side. And here's how our opinions are like, here's how it should be. But I think this email really kind of like bullet pointed those thoughts in a more concise way. And I think this should be kind of like the end of that discussion.
End.
Here. End.
Goodbye.
I think it's really concise. It's like, I agree with Mike. I agree with Steve. I don't even want
to think about shirts again.
I don't even want to think about boobs ever again.
You have my word that I will never think about boobs ever again.
I've never thought about boobs.
That's not true.
I didn't think about when you said it just now.
Ah. Me too.
I've got wait a minute. What's happening?
This Chris Kane guy says this. Remember the steel drum song we were talking about? Every time we think about boobs or sex or women, it was boobs. Was it boobs?
Just sex.
Sex. Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah. Sex. Yeah.
Longtime piecer, first time lover. Chris says using Shazam. I was able to find the steel drum music that was heavily featured in the Music Inside a Man.
You got
to
put it in the thing.
It gives instrumental version of some guy's songs. I don't know if that's truly the original or what, but regardless, it's the exact same steel drum song. Okay, everybody, let's think about sex really quick. Let's see if it's real.
Wow,
it's like seeing an old friend. Dude, make it a button.
Yeah, quickly.
Skip the labs. That one's in.
Wait, think about sex really quick. This is the music that's inside a man when they think about sex.
Yeah.
All right, well, guys, thank you for your history roads. And if you want to send in your history roads, the email address is dynamicbanter@gmail.com. Mike, what are your shows again, just for the kids in the back?
I'm going to try to go as quick as possible, be concise. On August 25th, I'm at the Improv Lab, 7:30 and 9:30. August 26th, Alamo Drafthouse, downtown. August 26th at 10:30, Comedy Store, Billy Room. August 29th, Green Room on Ventura for Valley Poffins, the one that Steve wants to come to. On the 30th, Motoring Club with J.F. Harris. On September 1st, Surrounded at the Hollywood Improv at 7:30. September 5th, Valley Poppins again. September 6th, Motherland in what I think is Los Feliz. On the 7th, I'm at The Crow in Santa Monica. On the 13th, I'm at Westside Theater at Santa Monica. From the 17th to the 18th, I'm at The Stand in New York City multiple times. I'll be there all night. On the 20th, I'm at The Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I'm on a big light-up billboard overlooking the highway in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Whoa.
I've made it.
Is there a picture?
Yes.
I want to see that.
I'll show it to you. On the 21st, Surrounded in New York City at The Stand. Got a lot of great comics on that. Tickets are going fast. The 22nd, I'll be at The Stand all night. On the 26th, I'll be back at Valley Poppins in Sherman Oaks in Ventura, back in LA. On the 26th, I'll be in Long Beach at Que Sera. On the 30th, I'll be back at the Comedy Store doing new joke night in the Belly Room. On the 3rd of October, that's Valley Poppins again. On the 4th of October is the setup in Santa Monica. And on the 10th of October, the Surrounded Crowdwork Show is coming to the Siren Theater in Portland. I'm gonna come.
And I'd just like to end with a small song. One of my new songs that I'm doing.
Oh, you got a little treat? New song?
I'll do a little share-up. We ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. It's just not working. 3, 2, 3.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.